This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. How is everyone? ما شاء الله تبارك الله. How did you make it? It was very crowded, subhanAllah. Did you get the traffic or just only me? MashaAllah. So proud of you. Really, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. I have to say, I was told this, but it's something you see, and something you hear, and something you see. Scholars of Tazkiyah always tells you, you know what's honey, but it's very different when you see honey, and it's absolutely different when you taste honey. This is a very metaphor for when you know about Allah, and then when you start feeling that Allah is with you, and then when you start seeing Allah, of course not seeing Him, but seeing Him spiritually. So I was told there is a lot of Muslims in Southern California, there's a lot of women, there's a lot of thirst for learning. And I was like, okay, let's see, Bismillah. And I have to say, it's so true. It's so true. I was in the weekend in the Islamic center of South Bay. They had a seerah conference. La ilaha illallah. The masjid was full. I mean, you don't see this usually. It's amazing. And I was like, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. So this is really good. May Allah reward you all. We changed the time because of the Maghrib. And then inshallah, either from next week or the week after, it's going to be changed completely. It's going to be after Maghrib, which will be very good for everybody. And it will start usually by 7, whatever Maghrib starts. We start after Maghrib. And then till Isha, that will give us more time, because the whole idea is we need more time. Because I don't feel comfortable, I'm rushing. It's the words of Allah, and we're rushing because Maghrib women are there. We get very uncomfortable. And may Allah reward them. I requested the other room, and they said it's not enough. The woman will be crowded, squished, exactly. So they care about us. Walillah, alhamdulillah. May Allah reward them. So that's for you. So pay attention to the announcement. It comes, whether it comes through WhatsApp group or it comes through the email of JI or through the social media about the timing. This is usually happens almost every year for the last 20 years. It's when the time changes, and then when the time changes later on, like when the summer or the winter time change, and also we will get a week or two where people get a little bit confused. So just bear with us. And Allah always tests us, walillahi alhamdu wal minna. So we're going to continue today, and we're going to be talking about what else we believe in. Let's say, what do we believe in? I'm going to ask the youth here. Bismillah. I'm sure the youth will never come again. Or if you don't know, just say, I don't know, it's okay, I'll ask somebody else. What do we believe in as Muslims? Who's the youth here? Exactly. So why you somebody answered from me? Okay. Bismillah. Already. I know you all want to be youth. That's okay. Bismillah. So what do we believe in? If I am a non-Muslim, I'm your friend with the school, and I was like, okay, so you're a Muslim. What do you believe in? Number one? Exactly. And we said, who's Allah? Somebody else, so you don't, it's not only you. And would just give me one word makes you feel who's Allah. Who's Allah? Just one word, or two words, not too long. Who's Allah? Huh? Love, absolutely. I would love that. I would love if this literally, naturally comes out. It doesn't, unfortunately, very few. Is when you mention Allah name, very, I don't think I heard it, that when you say, is the one I love. You don't. But if I said your child, if I said your son or your daughter, you're going to say the one I love. My heart, all my life. Ruhi, in the Arabic language, it's like ruhi, right? But when you say Allah, rarely it comes the one I love. The one I want to please. The one who I'm looking forward to meet. We don't. So jazakallah khair. This is really nice. I like that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me before anybody else remember. Usually the best way of saying who is Allah, and I highly recommend all of you, if you go to Surah Al-Shu'ara, when Sayyidina Ibrahim defined Allah. Because he was asked, he asked his people, who is Allah? Right? مَا هَذِي التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَا عَاكِفُونَ. What is these statues you are standing or you're sitting worshipping in? And then he absolutely brushed it all, إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, all of this is nonsense. except my Lord, Rabb. That's how Allah, who is he? And then he defined him. He's not only my Khaliq, we all say he's the one who created me. No. You can tell the love here. Because he said, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينِ. He's the one who created me, yes, but he guided me. And I want you all to feel this, honestly. If all this 8 weeks, 9 weeks, whatever Allah will give us, if you left with nothing, just your relationship with Allah changed, you learned a lot. And you will not be praying because your mom told you or because that's what we are supposed to do. You know what? That's duty. I pray because I want to be with him. I want to talk to him. I have a lot of things I want to ask him. Stay away from me. You know when we say this with people, right? When you're in love with someone, whether you are unhappy with him or her or happy, you say, just give me 5 minutes. I want my private time with them. Just go away. This is how our salah needs to be. But it doesn't come like this. We have to work on it. And you have to ask Allah to give you this. Literally, all the time I was like, Ya Allah, la tansani idha nasitak. Don't forget me when I forget you. Because I forget him. Everything in life is more important. May Allah forgive me, you and me. So, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينِ is the one who created me and guided me. And we never think of him this way. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطَعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ is the one who feed me and give me drink. We never think of Allah like that. Right? It's simple. Of course he does. Well, then yeah. But tell this to yourself. Because when you don't have the water, right? Or we don't have the food, you all heard about. Anybody from Pakistan here? Have you seen what's happening in Pakistan? It's 3 million people. I was talking to a friend who her family is there. It says there is no bread. Not because there isn't. They can't reach it, them. They can't reach them. And then if I remember, Allah is the one who's feeding me. I was like, Ya Allah, feed them like you fed me, like you're feeding me. الَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي He, not me. I didn't cook. I didn't go to the grocery. He. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ And when I get sick, he cures me. Not the physician, not the system, not the hospital, not you, not what you told me, not the drink I took or the tablet I took. It's he. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ is the one who will make me die and resurrect me. This is how our relationship with Allah should be. And if I am their age, I was their age, and this is what I was taught, when I grow up, obedience becomes easy. Putting my hijab, praying on time, not disobeying him, not doing what everybody else is doing becomes very easy. The reason it is hard, and I'm not going to say it's easy. You know why it is hard for us? Because we don't know him. We don't know him very well. And this is what I'm going to, inshallah, whatever Allah time gives me to cover, we don't know his book. Even us who speaks Arabic and we think we know, we don't. Wallahi, we don't. And when the verse is being recited, oh, I know. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I know it, yes, but do you really know it? Do you really know who's Rabbul Alameen? Maliki or Maliki Yawm al-Din, do you really know him? The one who owns the Day of Judgment, the one who's gonna, and you'll be standing in front of him, and I'm gonna answer every single question. And he's gonna have the book in front of him, and it says, "Oh, on Tuesday 6:30, you started the halaqa late." And you're gonna say, "Ya Allah, ما لي هذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبير." What is wrong with this book? Doesn't forget anything, whether it's small or big. You know when you have a friend or somebody in your home and they pick you on you and everything? It's like they are naggy. They are high maintenance. That's what we call people, right? They don't forget anything. Well, on Day of Judgment, my book will forget nothing. And it's not you going to be saying. Not even Allah is going to be saying. He's going to say, اقرأ كتابك. That's what Allah said in the Quran. اقرأ كتابك. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. This is your book. Read it. Enough. Your soul, your nafs will take you accountable. Because I'm going to read it. What I'm going to say? Yeah, I didn't pray Fajr. I didn't do that. I did that. I look on this. I watched Netflix. And I didn't do this. I mean, reality of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one we really need. And I think we Muslims, our problem in general is this. Our problem is not because the dunya is so beautiful and everybody does things different. It's because my focus is not on the right place. And even if I want to focus, I don't know how to focus because I don't know the goal. So learn about Allah. Man huwa rabbuk. learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more when you are weaker and you turn to Him, He listens, of course, but you feel Him listening. And He will respond to you. So that's number one. Number two, we talked about angels. Now we're going to start talking about the unseen angels. So we do the angels, and in the last two series, we'll talk about the unseen, which is the Day of Judgment. But angels, we talked about that, and we, alhamdulillah, talked about who they are, how they were created, from where, when, what do they do, why don't we see them. We all do that. I hope you all review it again. It's a very good trivia for you, for your children, even for yourself. When you're sitting together, ladies, eating and drinking, always make it Jalsa Mubarakah, I say. Make always the gathering a gathering that is blessed. Blessed, something you learn. Something you learn on dunya, alhamdulillah, but also something about the akhirah, just a little bit something, that little bit. And then you, that becomes a habit, and then everybody becomes connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everything about the deen, but everything we have fun, put with it a little bit, right? Or start from it and then take it over. So today we're going to be talking, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, about books. And what is the books? What books we have? Of course I'm going to ask you. Quran. I said books with an S. That means more than one. Bismillah, bismillah, one person. How about the youth again? No, I'm not going to do this because I want to see you every week. Right. Huh? What books we have? Bismillah. Always go in sequence so you will never forget. Quran is the last one. So Torah. So you're talking about Sayyidina Musa. That's okay. It's before him, but it's okay. We'll take that. So we have a Torah, which was revealed to Sayyidina Musa. Torah in English. Second, Injil, which is called in English. The Bible, yeah, it depends. The Bible is usually the second one, okay? And then the Quran, right? And then Al-Zabur. Don't forget, so we didn't go in the sequence. So let's go from the beginning. In the Quran, there are six books named. Six books, four by name and two by reference. So the four books by name, right? Which the first one is At-Tawrah, right? ثم أنزلنا التوراة. Allah said it many places. ولقد أتينا موسى الكتاب. But usually it's التوراة. Then سيدنا موسى عيسى. Right? وقفينا على أثارهم بعيسى مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب. So we send عيسى وأتيناه الإنجيل. And we gave him the إنجيل. Right? Then we had الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. The books, names of the Quran, I'll give it to you at the end. There's more than 100 names for the Quran. In the Quran. Yep, wow, exactly. That tells me how well I read the Quran. And for sure, I'm going to ask you, so you better get ready. But I'll come to this at the end. And then we have Sayyidina Dawood, right? And what's the name of the book of Sayyidina Dawood? Az-Zabur. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا. Right? Zabur. Then there is two, Allah referred to them, but not with a name, but He referred to them as Sahaf. Papers or parchments. And who did he give it to? Sayyidina Ibrahim. Right? And also Sayyidina Musa, in one of the references, he didn't say it is a Torah. He said the Suhuf. Right? So let's come to the beginning. We as Muslims, we have to believe in the books. And we have to believe in the messengers. I am not a Muslim, and I want this especially for those of you, whether youth or not, those of you who are in interaction with non-Muslims. If you go to interfaith, how many of you are involved in interfaith? Well, billahi, that's it? That's it? Four? Five? Right. Interfaith doesn't mean interfaith has to be interfaith in a interfaith conference. Don't you have a non-Muslim with you at work? Don't you have a non-Muslim neighbor? Yes? So where is your interfaith? Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of questions today with no answer. That's okay. That's okay. I want you to think. Of course. Because Allah is going to ask me. Did you talk to them? Are you not going to give them a lecture? But you talk about it. You look and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every incident, is there a possibility, Ya Rabbi, I'm going to bring something about Islam? And I told you, I taught my neighbor, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Inshallah. Absolutely. Yeah, first time she said, what does that mean? And I said it purposefully in Arabic, but in English. So I responded a text, Inshallah, and I put it in between brackets. If Allah's will. And then they have to ask you. That's it. That's it. If Allah wills, and then what does that mean? Well, nothing happens. We Muslim believe nothing happens unless Allah allows it. Khalasna. Then you start. This is your you talk to the non-Muslims. So the books we believe is all the other books. If I don't believe in the books, I'm not a Muslim. This is why I did this series, because we need to go to the foundation. If I don't believe in messengers, I'm not a Muslim. Even if I say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But if I say there is no Jesus, I'm not a Muslim. Qulu, and this is what I'm going to share with you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it twice in the Quran. One time he said Qul to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and the other time he said to us Qulu. What? Qulu what? Qulu amanna billahi. Do you know this? Qulu amanna billahi and? This is the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. I'm talking about when he spoke about قُلُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, related to the books, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى in the Baqarah, وَمَا أُوْتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحْدٍ مِنْ. Say, Allah is telling me, say it. Say it, meaning if you don't say it, you are not. Say it is not necessarily say it, but I believe in it. I believe in every book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Qulu. And another one is Qul to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Say you believe whatever was revealed to Musa. Even we believe those books were, and that's million line under it. Yes, they were changed. And that's the difference between Islam and the other religions. Our book, Al-Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have sent it, we. And we are taking care of it. We are preserving it. We are protecting it. That's what I always say. Some of you may have heard it from me. When people say, look at where Muslims, look what happened to Islam. You know what I say? I say, don't worry. Worry about yourself. Because this deen is protected by Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. If it was protected by us, Allah knows where we're going to end. But that doesn't mean I don't care. That means do your homework. Do, when you are in front of Allah, I did what I can. I can't change people, but I did everything I can, Ya Allah. So the books, we believe in all books that were sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the nations before us. So when you go in hotels, for example, you see the Bibles. Some states you will see the Bible. You still look at it and says, In it, some is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then some was changed. But in it, some is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you believe in all the books. That's number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in the Quran in many places, but I'm going to just for the sake of the time, put a little bit. It's obligatory. يعني هذا واجب. Obligatory meaning, if you do it, you'll be rewarded. If you don't do it, you'll be punished. This is not my words, it's a definition of wajib fil fiqh. So if I don't believe in the books, I am going to be punished. I am disobeying Allah majorly, obligatory. And to believe in general, in all the books which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Some we know the details, some we don't know nothing about them. And this is part of Islam, is you believe in the unseen. This is one of the challenging things for us. It's becoming more challenging these days because we are in a time we live everything I have to see and it has to make sense. Then I'm convinced, then I do it. Am I correct? And this is really issue for us as Muslims because one of the cornerstone of Islam is what? Is believe in the unseen. In belief in the qadr, in the destiny. I believe in Allah is al-Kareem. Allah is generous. Although I see the flood now with all these millions of people absolutely devastated. But I still believe Allah is generous. And I still believe Allah is adl. Allah is just. And I still believe Allah is ar-Rahman. This is part of my core belief. And the more you know Allah, again, the more you start seeing these in every scene. In every scene, you will see the rahmah, you will see the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obligatory, you believe in every book, whether Allah mentioned it or Allah did not mention it. So we said Torah and Injil, which is the gospel, and then in the Zabur, which is the Psalms, and of course in the Quran. In this belief, then you are a Muslim. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna. Why do we believe in the books? So now I said, khalas, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do. What is going to do to me? Again, we live in a time, material. So materialistic we are these days. It's the surroundings teach us all this. This is 1 + 1 = 2. And if I'm going to do this, what I'm going to get back? If I'm going to get $5, what I'm getting back out of it? So what I'm going to get from believing in the books? Have you asked yourself this question? No, obviously. What am I going to get? The more I believe in Allah, I believe in everything He said. When you trust someone, right? When you trust someone. To know the second. So yes, so Sayyidina Abu Bakr was not the first one. Who was the first? Why he was called the Siddiq? Well, everybody else believed, but why he was a Siddiq? Everybody believed in Rasulullah. Come on, this is ABCs. No. Why he was a Siddiq? Exactly. Because when he, Rasulullah went for Isra and Mi'raj, in one night he came back and he said, I went to Jerusalem. You need to think of this. Went to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem, I went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and came back and back to Mecca in one night. There was no planes at that time. It was only camels. And people says, went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and says, Sahibak, your friend. Look what now he's saying, right? In this mocking way, subhanAllah. He says he went to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem, he went to the sky. And then from the heavens, he came back in one night. What was his answer? That's what I and you need to say. He said, I believed in him when he said he received the words of Allah from the heavens. And now I'm not going to believe he went and came back. As-Siddiq. So this is what we need. This is our belief. We believe in the unseen as long as Allah said it. And I want you all also to remember this. You probably have heard this from me, is when somebody tells you, why do you perform salah? Why do you pray? Why do you fast? Don't say because I'm a Muslim first. Don't say because I have to. Why do you wear hijab? Don't say this first. The first thing should be, so you have this connection with Allah. He taught me. He told me. Because he said so, period. He said so, then you're going to explain whatever, all the explanations. So the books, what I need, what Allah wants from me as a woman, as a Muslim woman, what he wants from me, firm belief, all of them are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Changed and unchanged, that's number one. And Allah, some of them mentioned by name, I know them by name. If he didn't mention the name, I am not going to say the name of it. This is all submission. This is Islam, by the way. Islam, the real meaning of it is you submit, which is again very hard for us to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he said so. Like, you know, sometimes parents say to their children, they don't like, they hate this statement. Why do I have to do this? Because I said so. Right? And what is the answer usually? Don't tell me because you don't want to hear it. But this is how I have to. I say, Allah said so. And then I train myself, before I say it to anybody, I train myself. He said it. He wants me to do it. He is who he is. Right? وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ. That's where the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the Zabur. Now, the third thing Allah wants me, whatever is it true, whatever in these books that he said it's true, it's true. So في القرآن, everything in the Qur'an. And this is extremely important these days. Because we Muslims have reached, subhanAllah, may Allah forgive us all, reached a state where we are not judging, but we are arguing about everything. Everything. And this is actually one of the downsides of the social media. Anybody can go out and say whatever they want. And because we don't have knowledge, and please forgive me, it says, yeah, true, why not? And that's where my iman becomes very shaky. So I need to keep reminding myself, especially when I open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is Kitabullah. This is his words. Everything in it is true. He said it. And keep saying it to yourself. He said it. Ya Allah, it's difficult. Ya Allah, this is hard. Wallahi, I can't do this. Say it to him because it's real. It's real. I can't be an angel 24/7. Otherwise, I'm not a human. But I know he wants me to do this. One, and I know he will help me to do this. And I know what he said is true. So when he said, Allah yuhibbul muhsinin, for example, Allah loves those who are good doers, does things with excellence, I have no doubt. Even if my life is not going the way it should be, and I am a muhsin, I do good for everybody, and look what people does to me. That doesn't mean Allah doesn't love me. So everything in this, I believe, is absolutely true. And now comes to the Quran. And we're going to spend the rest of the time about the Quran, believing that Allah revealed the Quran as a witness for the other books. And taking over, as you say. And Allah said this in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. He said, تُرَّسُوا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. We send you the book. Now we're going to come to the names of the Quran. One of the names of the Quran is the book. And we send you the book, Musaddiqan. It's going to affirm many of the things in the Quran, in the Injil, and in the Torah, in the Bible or in the Gospel and in the Torah. But Muhaiminan alayh, meaning has not only control, but it engulfs it. It's like you have a chapter and a book. The chapter is part of the book, but the book is the original. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to believe in this. Every time you pick up the Quran, and I hope every woman in this room, Ya Rabbi Ameen. And if you don't do it, ask Allah to make you do it. Every single day, young and old, that book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of your life. It's part of your day. Like this one is part of our day. You know, sometimes you all know this. They send you from the phone screen time, right? The analysis, how much hours you spend, right? Every time I get this, the first question comes to me, and how many hours you spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his book, with his words, right? Whether it is during salah, inside salah, or outside salah. So make sure the book, that book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is part of me, believing in it. Everything in it is true. And then I'm going to come to the names of the Quran. And the names of the Quran is going to tell you the why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran for us. What is the names of the Quran that you know? So let's go from the beginning, and I'll give you again for the sake of the time. So number one, the Quran, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, he called it 55 names. And every name has a meaning. And the meaning, I need to learn it. Not to learn the meaning, but that meaning, it's one way of me living by the Quran, how the Quran will guide me. So there is 55 names in the Quran. And let's come with the first one. What does the word Quran mean? Don't tell me it's the name of the Quran. I know that. Or it's the name of the book of Allah. Thank you. What does the Quran word mean? Naam? Yes. Kalam Allah. Look at that. Look at that. Right. It's definitely the words of Allah. But the word Quran, what does it mean? Yeah, mashallah, tabarakallah, is the recitation. Naam. It's from qara'a. If you have more than one meaning, because that's the commonest meaning. Recitation. Now, every word name, I want you to say next to you, next to it, to yourself. Do I do it? Do I apply it? Do I feel it this way? So the first one, Quran. قُلْ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Allah said this in Surah Al-Isra. If the whole jinn, the whole human beings get together, everybody, billions, they're going to have this project. And people have tried it or not? Yes or no? Let them all come in. This is what I always tell to people. Okay, you don't like it? You don't think this is real? Fine, go and get something like it. And Allah said it, and this is one of the miracles of the Quran. The challenges in the Quran never changed. The challenges in the Quran did not change. This is one of it. Get human beings, get angels, sit together, make this project, put plans and planners and everything, and tell me you're going to get like it. Who tried to do like it? He did it, actually. And it was funny. Musaylam al-Kadhab. Right? The one who claimed to be a prophet after Rasulullah. And if you read what he wrote, it's funny. It's absolutely funny. So Quran is recitation. Recitation. And this word in the Quran mentioned in the Quran, 73 times. 73 times Allah used the word Al-Quran. The second common name, Al-Kitab. Exactly. Al-Kitab, the book. Now, what is the difference between the book and the Quran? One refers to the other. So you say a human and a she. She and Sarah, right? So it's the same, but what is the subtle difference between the word Quran and the word Kitab? Now you're going to learn the depth of the things. So we said Quran is the one, recite. What about the Kitab? Collected. The word kitab, you collect, you gather things in it. Quran, you recite, you read. Which one is deeper? Kitab, you collect things. Quran, you recite what is collected. Which one is deeper? Kitab. Because the information, I'm trying to make it very simple for you. The information is in the kitab. I read it and learn it. When Quran faraqna, when I read it. So what does the kitab has? Now that's the $1 million question. What does one, give me one person. What does the Quran has? Somebody asks you, like, oh, this is, okay, this is actually a tafsir, but assume this is actually a Quran, right? But in English, what does it have? I didn't say kalamullah, because the Quran is kalamullah. What does it have? That's another name. See, the foundation of Islam is a name. These are titles. What does it have? I have never read the Quran. I have no idea what it is. And somebody tells me, okay, here is the Quran. So I was like, I open. I know Arabic. And I was like, so what is this? The first thing you should say is the word of Allah is another name. What does it have? What is teach? Okay, let's ask in another way. What does it teaches me? Number one, teach me about him. Yanas. Simple, about Allah. It's his word telling me who is he, right? The people in Mecca, the Quran that was written, they didn't know, right? Who is he, meaning who is he? And what we covered the first 2 weeks, who is Allah, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari', Al-Musawwir, all the names of Allah, all the meanings. What is my relationship with Allah? It's in the Quran. What does he want from me? It's in the Quran. What does he not want from me? It's in the Quran. What will I get if I do it? In the Quran. What will happen if I don't do it? In the Quran. How do I know about Jannah and Nar? How do I know about heavens? Thank you. Alhamdulillah, right? How do I know about the other religion? Quran. How do I know about what happened to the people before us? So it's a book of, this is how they tell you, it's a book of aqidah, it's a book of creed, it's a book of history, it's a book of geography, it's a book of physics and science, all of that. Do I look at the Quran like that? No. No, really? Physics? Yeah. Go and look at the verses that talks about the creation of the earth and about the stars. And what does it mean? The sun and the moon. And the sun run. He used the word run, not walk. What does that mean? Go and read your physics. Definitely go and read your biology. And then read about the creation. So it's a book, Al-Kitab, has all this. What I'm trying, and I think I am, bi-idhnillah, is it's happening. Unless you feel it this way, you can't tell anybody about it. Whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Unless you really know the Quran is this way, what it has, then you cannot tell anybody else. We always say this in Arabic, فَاقِدِ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. If you don't have it, you can't give it to anybody. If you don't believe in Allah, you cannot convince me about Allah. If you don't pray with love, you cannot convince me about praying with love. I have to work on me. That's why I'm telling to everybody, work on you, your relationship with Allah. When you pick it up, don't pick it up casual. You know, it's always there. When someone dies, I'll pick it up. Or it's Ramadan, of course, I'm going to read the Quran. And I have no idea what I'm reading. And more importantly, I have no idea what I'm missing. Not only rewards in the akhirah, I don't know what I'm missing here. Subhanallah, this is so true. And this is a study actually. And I shared it with some of you. There was a study showed that the children who memorized Quran by age 6 or 7, their vocabulary is way better. This is a study by the United Nations. Their vocabulary by memorizing the Quran way higher than anything else they can learn in their life. Because of what the Quran has and the depth of the words it has. And look at us, and I don't want to see hands, but how many really, really, Quran is daily part of your life, like you drink, like you eat, like, again, internet, like the phone, like life, every single day. Don't show me hands, I don't want to know it. And the question is, why not? What's missing? And I will go back again and I say it's because I don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Quran, Al-Kitab, they are complementary to each other. Allah used it interchangeably. But Al-Quran is the one that is recited and preserved in the hearts. The Kitab, the one that is preserved by writing. And it has everything. And that is why one of the unique things about Islam, there's two things unique about this religion. It's like, really? Yeah. Let's differ from the other religion. Not in a creed, but related to the Quran, that there is chain of memorization. This is the only. I mean, when you speak to non-Muslims and you say, I memorized the book, they say, what? Because the concept is not there. The concept, even in their most religious people, the concept of memorization is not there. The Quran literally came to us originally from one memorized to the other. Do you know that? Half of the Sahaba did not know how to write, but they memorized it and they gave it mushafaha, they say. Even these days, the real ijazah of the Quran is not reading. If you have talked to anybody who has real ijazah, the Quran is you read it from memory to your teacher, word by word. And they corrected word by word, not only the memorization, but also the recitation. That's the unique. And the second thing is the sunnah. that it was so preserved and came to us in this chain that is not interrupted to the books, to Al-Bukhari or Muslim or Tirmidhi. This is unique about my religion and yours. And what are we doing these days? The uniqueness we have, what are we doing about it? We are belittling it. We're belittling the Sunnah. And may Allah not make me live to see people belittle the Quran. Subhanallah. So Kitab, writing, and preserve. The other name of the Quran, Al-Mubin, that's very common. 119 times Allah said Al-Mubin. What is Al-Mubin? Clear. Clear. What does clear mean? Tell me. You see me clearly. What does it mean? Yes. You see me very well. You see I am. You see my details. You see I'm a woman. You see what I'm dressed. You see what I'm saying. Right? Clear. No doubt. But if I was far away, you're going to say, maybe, maybe not. So what does that mean when Allah says, Al-Kitabu al-Mubin? Everything in the Quran is clear. If I don't understand it, what is the problem? Me. Please say this word. Don't say she. Don't say my teacher. It's me. Me. How come I know everything? How come 5-year-old, 3 years old, they hold the phone and they do everything? Am I right? Sometimes it's like, what? And they teach you. Do that, or take picture, or photo, or selfie. 3, 4, 5. Right? If they can do this, I cannot understand things in the Quran. It's clear. Mubin. And who said it's Mubin? It's his words. So I, again, revisit your relationship with the Quran, not only memorization and reading, but how do you look at it when I pick it up and when I read? There is, and I don't know, some of you may have heard this, one scholar was challenged and he said, you say every issue in my life, every problem in my life, the answer is in the Quran. He said, yes. And look how they challenged him. So you tell me, I want to learn how to bake bread or to make bread. The answer is in the Quran. He said, yes. Really? Where is it? Baking a cake, it's in the Quran. Really? Yes. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. What do we normally do? You go to the book, or you're going to, these days, you go to the recipe, or yes, it's a guide. That's what it is. That's why it's called Huda. It doesn't spell it out. Some things spell it out, but it gives you the outline. What I need to do. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge. Another way, indirectly, gives me the outline. What? I feel anxious. Depression, anxiety, the norm these days. The norm these days, especially in teenagers. 60 to 70%. Teenagers, Muslims included, have anxiety. They're on medications. And if you don't believe it, ask psychiatrist. Where is the treatment? It's in the Quran. Where is it? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. What is anxiety? I am uncomfortable. I'm scared. I'm worried. I'm not in peace. I'm not in serenity. Something, and we always do this. It's here. It's inside. It's not outside. Outside comes later, but it's here. What did Allah says? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Verily, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts will get serenity. That doesn't mean I'm not going to go and take medications. Don't misunderstand me. But he gave me the book Mubin clearly. The answers is in there. Where is the problem? I don't. Kalamullah now. Specifically Kalamullah. He said it clearly in the Quran. When أَحَدُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. Allah said this in Surah Al-Tawbah. If any of the disbelievers, non-believers, they seek refuge in you, give them refuge till they hear the words of Allah. So when people ask you, what is the Quran? All the other names I mentioned comes later. But number one is Kalam Allah. And I remember, subhanAllah, in my first hajj when I moved to study, that we had a sheikh with us, subhanAllah, he was giving us, we were in Mina. And he said, pick up your Quran. I was like, okay, we picked up the Quran. He said, open anywhere. like, what is he going to teach me? And he said, put your finger on it. Look how he changed the relationship between the Quran and me. And he said, put your finger on it, and says, هذا كلام ربي. Put your finger on it, and says, this is the words of my Lord. This is the word of my Lord. Wallahi, if you do that, and every time I slack and I feel I don't have the relationship, something happened, I remember that advice. I opened it up. I don't even read. I just put my finger, says, هذا كلام ربي. This is the words of my Lord. And who's Allah? And this is his word. The second thing he said, he's talking to you. He said, in every verse in the Quran, Allah is talking to you, even if he's talking about the disbelievers. If he's talking about Bani Israel, the children of Israel. If he's talking about Qawm Ad, the people of Ad, or people of Lut, he's talking to you. He's talking to me. Whether do it or don't do it. Be like them or don't be like them. So Kalam Allah. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it's Kalam Allah. And this is the biggest fitna, one of the biggest fitna in the history of Islam. Fitna to Imam Ahmad, they call it. When he stood up against everybody in that time, they all said the Quran is the creation of Allah. And he stood up and he was tortured till death. And he said, no, it's the words of Allah, it's not a creation. It's a huge difference. And he said, it's the words of Allah, that's what he said in the Quran. Those people who stand up for their principles. So Kalam Allah. What other name you can think of? Al-Dhikr, okay. I'm going to say something before that because it's getting dark. Alhamdulillah, we still have time. Rabbi lak alhamd. It's a Noor. Noor. What is Noor? Who's Noor here? I know Noor. Any other Noor? Any other Noor here? طيب, may Allah make you all Noor. Ya Rabbi, amen. What is Noor? Thank you. What is light? This is how you think and you learn. What do I use? So this is a mic. What is a mic? This is this thing you put in front of your mouth. What is mic? What does it do? It magnifies my voice, makes people hear me well. So what is Noor? What is light? One person. What is light? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. So shows me the way. Prevent me from falling. Prevent me from not seeing and making a mistake or hitting something. Noor. Right? And ya ayyuha an-nas qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nooran mubeena. O people, a proof has been sent to you and we send down to you nooran mubeena, clear light. Who say the Quran is light? Show me hands. Of course you're going to say yes because I just said the verse. But fine. Who said Quran is light? طيب. You all agree Quran is light? Everybody? Everyone? Yes? Young and old? Is it really light? Is it really light in my life? Yes. Okay, show me. Teach me. No, I really mean it. Because you said yes and you're confident. And mashallah, tabarakallah. So what does that mean to me? I know it is Noor because Allah said so. But is it really Noor? Is it really light? Is it like the torch? Is it? Okay, how? That's a guide. That's Huda. I said Noor. Yes. Yes. Right, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. The best way to teach people is to practice it. Yes, absolutely. And actually, this is even in the non-religious world. Action speaks more than words. That's what they say. But what is Noor? So Noor, what is Noor? I don't want to put you on that spot. That's okay, because her name is Noor. So here you go. When do I need, I come to a room. This is how I want you to think, practical. practical in my real life. So when I pick the Quran, so it is a nur, or like I don't see anything coming out of it. There's no light, right? But Allah said so. So this is how I tell myself. I don't see the light, Ya Allah, but you told me it's light. So for sure it is light. So this is how it is. When I move in my daily life, I see things that I don't see it. I see things I don't know. It's clear. It is not. Is it right? Is it wrong? Should I do it? Should I not? I need the torch. That's part of the guidance. I need the torch. So when you read it, this is how you practice it. When you read it, please, if you again leave today learning only this, khayrun kathir, lot of good. When you open and Allah says, don't do something, and just do a Google search, go on Quran search and just say, la tafalu, don't do. And you're going to come up with maybe 3, 4, 5 things, don't do it. And if you're not going to do it because you don't know why, you're not convinced, I don't see the reason, but I am going to tell myself, Allah said so, and it is nur, it's guide, it is light, it's going to make my life better. See what will happen when you really do it. That's the nur. That's the guide. It's going to open my eyes to things I've never had, I didn't know about it before, or I know it here, and I didn't know it here. Nuran mubina. And I'm going to do one more thing, because I can see the menace coming. The two, huda and rahmah. It's actually commonly combined in the Quran. Huda, guide, and rahmah. Remember the rahmah of Allah last week. Part of the rahmah of Allah is send the Quran. Imagine there was no Quran. Imagine there was no Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How am I going to know? How am I going to practice? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me accountable? Hudan wa nur. Ya ayyuhan nas. And I'll end with this, alhamdulillah, one of the most beloved verses to my heart about the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas. قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. People, and it's not only us, people, had admonition had came to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from your Lord. That's private, that's more intimate. And cure to everything in the chest, وهدى ورحمة, guide and mercy. And I have to stop because the men are coming and we have to give them their space. This is what I want you to go home with today. Change your relationship with the book of Allah. Don't make it a book that you only read in Ramadan. Don't make it a book that you only read when someone dies. And don't make it a book that is so boring, may Allah forgive me, or it is very difficult, or everything else is more important. And even if this is true, and some of us are, ask Allah to change your relationship. حَبِّبِ الْقُرْآنَ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِي. Ask Allah to do this to you. Ya Allah, make the Quran more beloved to me than anything else. Like you ask Allah to make the Allah more beloved to you and see what wonders will happen. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. I can ask you, please move gently because the men, they need to get ready for